Lovers in a Past Life. It is that time of the week where I catch up with this week's special guest. And joining me live in studio is the one and only Jay Carter.
Thanks so much for having me in.
Not at all. Listen, our listeners are really excited to have you on today. Big response to your promo video over on Spin Socials yesterday. So thank you so much. You took the time to come all the way down here today.
Thank you. It's great to be back. It's been a few years since I've actually been in the studio. Obviously, we've done loads of stuff over the phone the last few years, but it's great to finally be back here.
Well, we did apologise and say we're sorry that we brought you into the half-made, but you can see where it's going, yeah?
It's getting there, yeah. I should have brought my toolbox, I tell you.
You can give a hand. They'd love that. Well, Jake, you're going to be here for a good 30 minutes. You're going to be singing for us. We're going to be talking about your new EP. But I want to ask a few questions first, if that's okay.
Of course.
Let our listeners know, what inspired you to go down this route?
Down the pop route?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I was always kind of more into pop music growing up. I loved, like, the first gig I was ever at was McFly. They were the big band that I loved at the time. And kind of the end of Take That's huge success as well was when I was in school. So I was always really into kind of the real band organic pop sound. And that kind of always stuck with me then. And I suppose it's always influenced my songwriting. And when I get into the studio then, I was always kind of thinking of that in the back of my mind subliminally. Obviously, a lot of people would just expect that my music is similar to Nathan's, my brother's.
I wasn't even going to say his name. This was about you today.
Yeah, but I mean, it's great to kind of, I've always found over the last few years that to show people what it is that I do and that the fact that it is different and I am my own person, I love kind of doing that. And it's 6 years, I think, now since I moved over to Ireland, or 6 or 7. And as cliche as it sounds, this kind of EP now is really where I found my sound and where I want to sit in the industry. Obviously, we had COVID, which stopped things for like 2 years. But I think that was the one positive I took from it, was that I had time to go away, write with a load of different artists, write with a load of different songwriters, and see where it was that I wanted to kind of go. And this kind of EP, this body of work, is, I'm very proud of where it's sitting, and I'm very happy now, even though it's been a long time coming. I mean, some of the songs on the EP were probably written 3 years ago at this stage. So yeah, it's just great to finally get out there, and I think I'm very happy with where it's kind of sounding at the minute.
Well, Jake, you're not the only one. Like, a lot of musicians, first of all, was formed during COVID. Mm-hmm. A lot of people at home giving it a go. A lot of people took that time and have songs sitting there since then. You just mentioned you moved over here to Ireland. You're Dublin based. How are you finding it?
It's great. I mean, it's home away from home at this stage. Like, Dublin is half an hour from Liverpool on a flight. I live between Dublin and a place called Enniskillen, which is in Fermanagh up north. So it's actually quicker for me to fly home to Liverpool than it is to drive up north, would you believe? But it's great. I love being over here. It doesn't feel like I've been here for 6 or 7 years, to be honest. It's just been a roller coaster of a journey over the last number of years, but I'm loving every single day of it, and I'm doing what I love. So I don't really think I work, to be honest. People that say, is that your job? But my main job is that I'm just a bluffer. I don't know how I'm still doing this, to be honest.
I couldn't agree more, because I always say it, this to me is not work.
Yeah, that's it. No, my dad's a builder, and I did a couple of weeks building over the years, and I would never wish that upon anyone. That's proper work, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I count myself lucky that I'm able to do this and call it a job.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. I'm not even trained, as I said in my facts of the week earlier, I'm trained in childcare and special needs assistance. But it is important though, isn't it, to go and find what you're passionate about, and if you're fortunate enough to be able to get up every morning and do that.
That's it, completely, yeah. And I mean, I think especially in the music industry, whether you are like a presenter on radio or a musician, a singer, or working in a studio, it's not an easy game to be in. It can be tough at times, but you definitely get the rewards then when you get to do it as your job.
That's for sure. Tell me, what sets you aside from other artists?
Probably my Scouse accent, to be honest.
I love it.
I've never had more people notice. I mean, like, people don't really notice me face or anything. It's more like when I start talking, they're like, oh, now I know who you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think especially being over in Ireland, it's so different, this accent. So yeah, it's probably my accent.
You think they get used to it by now, like?
I know. And I think as well, like, so a lot of artists are like, they try to be mysterious and try to be very hidden. And I'm just so open. Like, you see me on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat, and literally what you get is what you see. So I think that's the other thing. Rather than being this mysterious, cool, everyone wants to know about what's going on, I'm just an open book, to be honest.
I love that. And I'm so happy that you mentioned TikTok, okay? Because I love your TikTok. And your partner, Karen, is hilarious. Two of you are hilarious. And I did tell you before you came on that there was a little TikTok I wanted to play out.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Pronouncing Words with
Ms. Karen Dorey again.
Today's word is the most asked for word over the last 6 months.
What is it?
33 and a third.
That's so, like, cliche and obvious.
30.
Do you want to zoom in?
Say it.
43 and a third.
43 and a third. No, we haven't done that one.
43 and a third. Well, it's not still not right when you say it. I know I say it funny, but...
33 and a third.
30.
That's how it's said. That's how it's pronounced.
In your book.
Say it once more.
43 and a third.
33 no. and a third. That's what it sounds like to me. 33 and a third.
40.
A big fat third.
Jake, I love it, but that's showing your personalities, your humbleness.
Yeah, do you know what? It's I hated TikTok for years. I stayed away from it and I was like, no, I don't need another bit of social media. When it started about 4 or 5 years ago, would it be? And then the last few years, probably since lockdowns, I was like, oh, do you know what? I'll give it a go. And myself and Karen, one of the days, obviously Karen is from Dublin. She's from Ballyfermot, but she's got a real thick Dublin accent. And I'm from Liverpool, so I have quite a thick Scouse accent. So one of the days, we just posted one of these videos, not really thinking anything of it, and it just got loads of views and people were asking could we do more and more. So I think we've done about 40 words at this stage. And I was actually flying to Spain last year to do a gig actually with Nathan, and there was a woman sitting beside me on the plane and she was like, oh, you're that fella from TikTok that does the Scouse accent. She didn't know me for singing, she didn't know me from Dancing with the Stars or any telly, she just knew me as this Scouse lad on TikTok. So it shows that it can how big of a reach TikTok can get, you know what I mean? And I just use it as a bit of a laugh, and like that I kind of let people see exactly what I'm like and Karen's like and Nathan's like and whoever is in my life. So that's just what I posted for, and purely just for the crack.
I love that though, and it takes one video. I'm brutal, by the way, Jake. No, I mean next level brutal, but it just does take one video, and it's so important to let your listeners, people that are viewing you, to see the real authentic unique side to you, you know.
Yeah, that's it nowadays as well with TikTok and stuff like that. As an artist, you have to be able to do everything, you know. It's no longer just a matter of writing a song, recording it and releasing it. You now have to be on social media promoting it, showing people what's going on and giving people that insight to kind of behind the scenes, I suppose. So nowadays we have to be like content creators, doing our own PR, doing everything. It's a tough old job, but we love it.
We have lots of titles, we do for sure. Tell me, have you any long-term goals, like any collaborations that you'd love to
people always ask me my dream collaboration. It would always be Paul McCartney, because I'm a huge Beatles fan, obviously being from Liverpool, but yes. I'm a massive Beatles fan. But I guess to just keep doing what I'm doing, we're hoping to get back on tour right around the country towards the end of the year. Hopefully we'll be getting back towards Limerick direction as well. We done a gig in Dolans years ago when we started out, so hopefully we'll be getting back on the road and back just writing and recording new music, doing what I love.
I love it. Well, you are going to sing live for us, which makes me so excited. So you are going to sing live. We're going to chat about your EP, and I'm going to let our listeners get to know you a little bit more. So when we come back, Jay Carter, that is right, Jay Carter, is going to be singing live. Keep it here on Spin Now with me, Katie. New era, birds in the sky. And Jake was just saying that is such a massive TikTok song, isn't it, Jake?
It is. TikTok music, that's the new one now, isn't it?
Yeah,
coming. It's coming.
It is for sure. So, Jake, you're going to be singing us a new track off your EP.
Tell us a bit about it. Yeah, so this was the first single we released off the EP, actually. It was a track that we wrote called Milk and Honey. Back to my Beatles obsession, John Lennon actually had a posthumous album after he died that was titled Milk and Honey. And I found this out one day driving into the studio. I was writing with a good friend of mine called Conor McQuaid, and I was like, what, that's a random phrase, where does that come from? And there's kind of like biblical meanings behind it, of how when you get to the promised land you're going to be greeted with milk and honey. And not that I'm a religious person or anything, I just like this idea. So we decided to write a little song about it. It's called Milk and Honey, and it goes like this.
Window of my eyes. Oh, it's so much easier to stay inside of our own head, searching for some paradise. Life's a game of chance and we just roll the dice. Milk and honey, somewhere sunny. Stay out late, no cares, no worries. Clear your thoughts, forget your flaws. You've built these walls so open. Starry violet skies, and wishing for a moment I could close my eyes, and maybe I'll wake up and realize that this is just a fairy tale in disguise. Milk and honey, somewhere sunny. Stay out late, no cares, no worries. Clear your thoughts, forget your flaws. You've built these walls, so open up. Milk and honey, somewhere soon. Stay out late, no cares, no worries. Clear your thoughts, forget your flaws. You've built these walls, so open up. Oh, 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 oh. See the universe on your side to live your dreams, just speak your mind. Now what you seek, that you shall find. A universal paradise. Milk and honey, somewhere sunny. Stay out late, no cares, no worries. Clear your thoughts, forget your flaws. You've built these walls, so open up.
Yes! Oh, I love it! I love it! And you were officially the first person to play live in our half-built studio.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. Very good.
Stick that on the wall.
Yes, Jay Carter. You could. I was about to say you could sign the wall, but no, I would be fired. So, Jake, that is from your new EP that is out now.
It is, yeah, my new EP titled Point of View, which is, looking back, everyone now thinks it's called Point of View, but it's actually Point of View. It was kind of a play on words, but yeah, it was released last Friday, and I'm delighted people seem to be loving it, which is great. It's great to just kind of have a body of work out. Just, I know nowadays everyone just releases singles and it's not really normal to release an album, but I think it's different when you have a number of tracks to listen to and they all link, and I love that. So it's great to actually have this finally out and on the airwaves.
Love it. Is there anything you want to tell our listeners? Have you anything coming up that you want to chat about?
Just more music coming out very soon, and we are planning, nothing is actually released yet, but we are planning to come back on tour. So we'll be releasing some dates, hopefully in the next few weeks, and you can check that all out at jakecarterofficial.com or on all my socials, on Snapchat, on Instagram, on Facebook. The only one I'm not on is OnlyFans. I don't think I'll go that far, to be honest.
If Karen's listening in, she's like, well done, Jake, well done. No OnlyFans.
And yeah, vote for Karen this weekend as well. She's in the final of Dance with the Stars. I'll be shot if I don't say this.
Yes.
With Jason. And they've done so well to get there, obviously. I don't know if many people watch the show, they're listening. I'm sure they do.
Of course we do.
But Jason has only got less than 5% sight. So it's amazing to see how far he's got. We never thought that he would reach the final. So it's so nice to see them there. And I will be going up to the studio tomorrow to support them. So yeah, if everyone can vote Jason, let's get him that trophy.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Best of luck to both of them, and of course give them a shout out. Okay, before we head off and we want to play another song from your EP, I want our listeners to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh,
okay, you ready?
I'm nervous.
We normally do this or that, but I'm like, do you know what? No, we're going to do a get to know you.
Okay.
And this was actually an idea off me doing my own facts of the week. Did you hear that? I did my own facts of the week on myself.
Very good. Did you learn much about yourself?
I did. I was like, even answering the questions last night, Jake, I was like, what's my fears? Yeah. You're getting a real feel of who I am as a person now, aren't you? So, Jake, favourite book?
Favourite book? Well, author or book? So I'm a massive Harry Potter fan, but I'm reading a lot of crime fiction at the minute by an author called T.M. Logan.
Nice.
Who is actually really good. I was never really into reading, but I've got it big into reading kind of over the last couple of years, but his books are really good, and a few of them have actually been turned into TV series as well.
I love that. Yeah. I'm not into reading either, but I love like self-growth books, you mm-hmm. know, you know.
I'd have to say Harry Potter, though. I'm a bit of a Harry Potter fan.
Love Harry Potter, love Harry Potter. Okay, have you hidden talent?
I can make a really good owl noise with my hands.
Oh, I wish. Do it.
So, hope this is going to work now.
He just did that with his hands.
Into my hands, yeah.
You know I'm going to make you do that on video.
I did that for like a full year in physics when I was like 11 because I just didn't really enjoy the physics class. So me and my mates just basically seen this on a video one day and we're like, we're going to learn how to do that. So yeah.
And then your teacher's going, where's the owl? Where's the owl? Yeah. I can make a really strange noise too, but I'm not even going to chance it live in air because we had a comedian on a couple of weeks ago, Jake, and I don't know how it went down this road, but he had me doing my best roaring like a lion. But I actually can make a really weird sound, but it's not as cool as
go
yours.
On, do it, go on.
No.
Go on.
I can't. Because it's not even a sound. Yours is an owl. They're going to text in and be like, Katie, what is that sound? Okay, favourite movie?
Favourite movie. Again, I'm probably going to come to Harry Potter. Probably The Goblet of Fire.
Love.
Yeah.
Love all the Harry Potters and they're just a good pick. Mm-hmm. Favourite comfort food?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah, but I'm on a bit of a health kick at the minute and I'm trying to avoid pizza because it's one of the worst. And I haven't had pizza in ages. But
I had it last night.
Oh, I'd love a pizza. Karen was on about getting a wood-fired pizza last night.
I had a wood-fired pizza.
And she was giving out to me. She was like, oh, like why wouldn't you have bad food? So yeah, I got the brunt of that.
Girl, I'm with you. Go get the pizza. Okay, what was your first car?
First car was a Citroën Berlingo van when I was 17. I started gigging and fun fact, I leased the van under my dad's name. It was £150 a month and my insurance was £400 a month.
Jesus.
Yeah, but I was 17. I was still in school at the time and I was like, well, do you know what? That's the only payment. I won't charge any like they used to housekeeping kind of thing because I was working.
Yes.
He was like, if you can just cover that yourself. So I just had to gig every month and it just
Seriously,
went towards
fair
that.
Fair play to dad. Yeah. Like my first car, as I said earlier, was a Ford Fiesta. And I'm telling you now, Jake, it was a banger. And I'm sure one of the wheels were bigger than the other three. Can you picture this kind of driving?
I remember I used to drive it into school though and the lads then used to post-it note it because I was the only one driving.
Yeah.
So they'd literally cover the van in post-it notes, thousands of post-it notes. And I had to just just be a nightmare.
I want a picture of that. Okay, favourite podcast?
So I'm not really massively into podcasts. I started listening recently. I'm a big football fan, so I love actually The Overlap, which is Gary Neville's podcast. Started listening to some. I was driving back to Dublin from Bantry, which is in West Cork, the other night, and it was 4 in the morning and I was listening to these murder mystery podcasts to keep me awake and I got really into them. A bit random.
I won't tell you the fact about people that go to sleep listening to true crime.
Oh, no.
No.
Don't want to know it, do I?
No, you don't. Okay, first crush. Now, before I'm putting you on the spot, but mine was Kevin from Backstreet Boys.
Okay. So a celeb crush.
It can be a celeb crush.
This is like that advert. You ever see the Peter Kay advert? He's like, if you could go with anyone from whoever you want in the world, who would it be? And the wife's sitting there and he's like, I don't know the name, but it's like Sandra from work.
Yeah,
She's
yeah.
Looking at him.
Oh, that's why I was looking at you saying, do not.
Yeah, there's a track on the EP. I'm giving away a bit of information here now called Jessica because I used to fancy a girl in school called Jessica.
Why didn't you go with the celebrity, Jake?
Yeah, I know. But Karen knows that anyway because she was asking, why is there a song called Jessica on the EP? And I just Karen just doesn't sing well, so I just chose Jessica. Do you know what I mean?
Run, Jessica, run.
Hopefully she doesn't find out.
No. What did you actually want to become before a singer, or was it always?
It was always kind of music. I think if I didn't do music, I probably would have ended up being a builder because my dad's a builder. And I think it kind of broke his heart, the fact that I didn't go into building and Nathan didn't go into building, and my sister as well. She wasn't really into building anyway, but yeah, I think that kind of broke his heart. I was his last chance because I was the youngest one. So yeah, but I probably would have ended up being a builder. Sorry, Dad, yeah.
Sorry, Dad. So have you any massive fears?
I've got this irrational fear of snakes, even though I've never actually held one or I just don't like snakes.
Rats for me.
But I'm quite an adrenaline junkie. I don't mind heights and roller coasters and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, snakes would be, probably my biggest fear.
I said the same. I've jumped out of a plane. I've done it all, but rats. Mm-hmm. Put a rat in front of me, And I will, like, even my, like, I'm goosebumps.
I don't really mind rats. I wouldn't want to hold one, but I don't really mind them. Like, but snakes is just, like, they don't have legs and they just move so fast. That's scary.
And they can crush your bones with one squeeze.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I should be fearing snakes too, to be fair.
Don't fancy snakes, no.
Hard one, Fiona, because this was so hard for me. Favourite song?
Favourite song, Imagine by John Lennon.
Love. Yeah. God, that was quick.
Yeah, it always is.
Because I just spent ages reeling through what mine were.
Yeah.
Most embarrassing thing to ever happen to you? Can you remember?
Most embarrassing thing to ever happen to me? Don't really know. Probably like falling on stage or something stupid. I always do that. Like
tripping over yourself.
Yeah, tripping over guitar leads and stuff. But no, not, there's nothing that's ever like... I remember when I was a kid and I was on the phone to my best mate, and like I was probably like 8 or 9, and he'd gone off the phone and I had started like just letting all these swear words out on the phone to no thinking no one was there, but his ma was actually listening in, so that was probably up there when I was a kid. Yeah,
I guarantee you she was like, you are not hanging with that Jake boy anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. That's probably quite embarrassing.
Last one, Jake. Standout fan moment. Have you any, had you any, had you any, and you there
for
we go.
Me as to like someone that I like, or like for one of my fans?
Yeah, one of your fans, like something that you were like, whoa.
There's some fans that like literally, I remember when we did our last tour that went to like every gig and kind of brought like presents to every gig, and I just remember thinking like the amount of money they've spent just to come and see me perform and sing is probably like one of them. Or the time we headlined Vicar Street a few years ago, and I remember going to Vicar Street a good few times to see gigs, and that was kind of a big pinch me moment of wow, I just did that, you know what I mean?
I love
so
that.
Probably one of them too. Yeah.
Okay, so Jake, that is it. Like, you have made this so easy. That 30 minutes flew by. But before we go, we are going to play out your track, Don't Forget. Give us a little bit of background about this one.
So, funny enough, actually, I was in coming into Spin Southwest there and I seen there's a plaque on the wall for Key West. This song was actually co-written with Key West. I've been a huge fan of Key West since I moved over. I used to sing one of their songs actually on the gigs called Something Beautiful. It's one of my favourite songs actually by an Irish artist. So I collaborated with them. I met the lads and we've done a few writing sessions and we wrote this song. This is probably the newest song that we wrote that was released on the EP. It was probably written about 12 months ago, and you always get them writing sessions where everything just works really easy and everything just slotted in. So yeah, this is probably one of my favourite tracks on the album. I love kind of the production behind it and the very organic band kind of sound. And yeah, it's called Don't Forget, and it's very easy to remember because you just don't forget it.
I love it. Jake, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on. Go follow him, go download his music, support Jake Carter. Jake, all that's left to do is for you to introduce your new track on Spin South West.
Thank you so much, and a big hello to everyone listening. This is my brand new single, Don't Forget. Say something.